This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK. This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. Valentine's Day coming up on Wednesday. Valentine's Day is on Ash Wednesday this year.
No.
Aye. Which isn't it? Isn't it Wednesday,
yeah,
Valentine's Day?
You're right, yeah.
See, if you're doing your Ash Wednesday and you have to eat like fish and ashes and it's not very romantic.
Do you not get that as a day off?
I don't know.
Is it too early?
I think chocolate pig cake will definitely pass the test.
Oh, definitely, yes.
With chocolate and red wine sauce and caramel cream.
Yes, so the cake is this cake here, so I've made that already. And it's just to beat up your butter and sugar and add your eggs, but there's quite a lot of cocoa in it, more cocoa than flour, so it's quite rich.
It's a wee bit darker.
And if you want to make it gluten free, it'd be a really easy cake to make gluten free. Just substitute gluten free flour.
Mm-hmm.
And then the figs are just chopped dried figs, chopped and mixed in with red wine.
You get
wine.
Them in the supermarket.
Uh huh. Yeah, mm-hmm. You do. Red wine, sugar. Zest and juice of orange and a bit of mixed spice, and boil that up, and then let it cool about 5 minutes. Let it cool down. Strain off the juice. That's going to be the base of the sauce, and then you fold the chopped figs, which are nice and squishy.
And when you chop them, can you eat the whole? Can you eat all of a fig?
Uh huh.
You can eat the skin.
You know when you get a fig
but...
and it's sort of pear shaped, and you cut into it, it's quite seedy. This cake is, there's seeds in it, but that, it's extra roughage, isn't it? It's healthy. it's really healthy. Really healthy cake.
Like
and then I did this in the individual pudding, pudding bowls. Mm-hmm. You can do it in ramekins, or you can make one big cake, but I sort of thought for Valentine's Day, the recipe makes 5 cakes, so 2 each, and then 1 in the morning for your breakfast. Okay? Or you can fight over that, So, and then when you cut into it, it's quite rich, John, but crumbly as well. Like a nice crumbly sort of cake. So, that's the cake. So, and there's a bit of honey in it at the end and some buttermilk.
Right.
And the buttermilk just makes it quite light. And the honey, just a wee bit of extra sweetness. And again, mm-hmm. if you get a... I had a lovely honey in this. It's just one that I bought, and it's a local honey, but it's got that lovely floral thing, so very nice. And this is our...
Lovely.
So this is the juice, which is strained, actually. So this is the red wine and the wee bit of juice from the figs. And the it is. It's posh syrup with the figs. So I know what, if my mother had given me that in the morning, I'd have been running to get it. I would have been running to get it. Literally.
There's nothing ruins a Valentine's Day more than...
It's just too intense. This is vaguely flavoured with figs.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it should be okay,
right,
don't worry.
Just checking, because somebody's probably going to text in and ask.
I know. But you always get figs, around Valentine's, you get salads, with figs, don't you? It's always very... So the juice of the red wine infused...
We'll call it the juice,
And then a drop of cream.
Next week she'll be doing tagliatelle carbonara with Look at Magnesia.
That would be good. It'd be counterproductive. It would cure you before you go the garlic. Right. And then, and then just your chocolate into that. And that's it. So that's the... And let that melt nice and gently. And that, you get a lovely... I had a wee bit done there. So it's a lovely glossy, dark sauce.
That is just unctuous.
Yes, that's it. And let that simmer down. If you don't want to put red wine, that just extra juice, extra orange juice. And then the cream. So we've got a bit of a whipped cream here. And then we've got the banoffee toffee. When you boil up a tin of condensed milk and for an hour or two and then open it.
Yes.
But you can actually buy that now.
Me?
You can buy it already done,
No way.
Hello?
You don't have to risk life and limb then.
Everybody has blown up enough. Anybody that cooks for a living has gone and
has blown
done
up a
something
ton of
there and forgotten about the, and it's exploded. So there you are.
That's
it's
a brilliant invention.
Health and safety.
Congratulations to whoever invented
that. Yes, exactly. And it doesn't cost that much more either. So just whip that into your cream. And so the cream is lightly whipped anyway, and then you get this lovely caramel cream.
I can't, I mean, I have to say the smell, and nobody at home can get this, but the studio is just full of that smell of sweetness and figginess and...
And you could just drop that caramel. Drop into the pot. Like, you don't have to melt it beforehand, really.
There's no, because your syrup, you've got a wee bit of cream in the hot syrup, and then just put your chocolate in and actually turn the heat off. And you have to remember that chocolate melts in your pocket, and if this is good dark chocolate, so don't want to. That's where you get that lovely gloss on it.
Yeah.
Whereas if you boil that and cook it,
okay.
Your chocolate kind of burns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is perfect. You know, when you're melting chocolate, if you melt it like to 42 degrees, you'll get your probe out now. You know what you do? You know, 42 degrees is the perfect snap. So there you are.
Right.
Not that anybody does that, but you can sort of tell. Treat it very gently.
Uh-huh.
You know, so treat your chocolate like a man. Nice and gentle. Not right. Not right, John.
Yeah, I'm reading
the
poem here
by
T.H. Lawrence. Wrote a poem about figs. The more I read about figs, the more I'm not sure we should be putting this out at all.
No, I don't. I've got to do a wee bit of research.
Quite a bit of connections with aphrodisiac and this and all
that. Well, the apple was supposed to be, you know, the apple that tempted Adam was meant to be actually being a fig.
A fig.
Oh.
Yeah. So there you are.
The proper way to eat a fig in society is to split it in four, holding it by the stump, and open it so that it is a glittering, rosy, moist, honeyed, heavy-petaled, four-petaled flower.
Ooh,
I'll stop there because I've read the rest of the poem. You can read the rest of it in your own time.
D.H. Lawrence, you say,
say no
stop.
More. Let's have a go. Look at this. Glossy chocolate sauce.
On
the cake. Now everybody's getting.
Oh no, Trudy, you get your own.
Everybody
in this
gets
program.
Their own. Everybody
that's
gets nobody
for
leaves
everybody. Their own. Look, there you are. Panic not.
Does it keep for 4 days?
What colours
they just bring
right.
Probably would actually. It will keep. This is the thing about this cake, because it's nice and moist, and you've got when you've dried fruit and anything, and it will keep. And just
do you know what that is?
That's
grown up
Valentine's
chocolate cake.
That is grown up, isn't
that
it?
Is
because it's the red wine, and you get that. I think you know, with figs, you get that nice sultriness that you get with Middle Eastern food. It does feel grown up, doesn't it? And yet a stickiness as well.
And
so
sweetness, and definitely Valentine's Day would go with a swing. if you had your, well, no, I mean that in the best possible way.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster, and there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.